Boop.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Well, here we go with the spooky music.
Yeah. They're killing me. This is sound. What happens when Dale comes
sound
home
effect.
From work? Lady, you're sounding a little hoarse tonight with that laugh. Perhaps you need a throat lozenge for the old throwback of Sucrets. Show my.
Or how about just? No, how about just a bourbon?
Ah, there you go. Let's roll it out. So, welcome to Pop Culture Stars Wednesday. Jesus, what is today? It's the post
February 15th.
15th. There you go. Thank you, Granny Hulkster. February 15th.
You're welcome.
2023. Hope everybody out there listening is doing fantastic. I will be lighting up my delicious cigar from Godfather Cigars and starting up on these fine malt beverages with the blue ribbon I have lined up on the rail of my deck. Kicking around. Oh, and incidentally, I'm not fighting the back door, the janky back door on Atwill Manor. I actually got so pissed at that door the other night that I spent about an hour and a half working on it, and I think I got it working. For now, leastways, until somebody in the South tears it the hell up.
Good for you.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you what. I feel like Bob Vila, you know. Nevertheless, let's kick it around the room while I light us up. First off, hailing from the fine state of Arkansas, where the men are men and the sheep are very nervous. Granny. Granny Hulkster.
Well, I don't know about it, where the men are men and the sheep are very nervous. I've never heard that saying, but I'm glad to be back. I know I missed a couple of weeks. But it was a very beautiful day in good old Springdale, Arkansas. It was about 72 degrees. The sun was shining. It was wonderful. But I got to share a little exciting news how I celebrated watching the Super Bowl Sunday, guys. You're going to love this. Because Dr. John actually knows what I was doing because he actually called me on my phone.
Now, tell you what, Dr. John is going to have – excuse me, Granny. Dr. John has got to restart because I've got a game that has taken over my computer. I'll be right back.
Oh, my. Okay.
Right.
Well, anyways, right. Sunday in Bentonville, Arkansas, they have a movie theater called the Skylight Cinema Theater. And they did this about 3 years ago when the Chiefs played against the 49ers in the Super Bowl. You bought a $10 gift card, which covered your food and beverages. You did not have to pay anything extra for your seat ticket. And the staff came and waited on you, took your food and drink order while you were sitting in a comfortable reclining seat at and watching the Super Bowl on the big movie screens.
Well, so you guys were
that's
living in
how,
style then, huh?
Yes, yes. I mean, they had different food items you could buy, you know, and everything. And I tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed the game. I didn't care so much for the halftime show, but I thoroughly enjoyed the game. And for once, it was a game that didn't have a lot of, in my opinion, controversial calls. You know, it was just – and I was very happy for the Eagles that the Eagles made it in just because of Jason Kelce plays for the Eagles and his brother Travis Kelce plays for the Chiefs. And so, like Travis said, well, mom can't lose, you know. But I just thoroughly enjoyed getting to watch the game that way. I actually took a picture of the big movie screen, you know, a I mean, we were a couple rows back. We were in row C. But it was just comfortable watching, you know, the game like that, you know, and the people coming and taking your food order and your drink order. And, you know, it was just really cool. So that's how I spent my Super Bowl Sunday.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, Super Bowl is kind of like New Year's Eve with me. It's kind of hit and miss. There are some times where I'm like, want to be somewhere for it. And because I've been to a couple Super Bowl parties, we just had a blast. I mean, a real good time. But then there's times I've, you know, watched the Super Bowl and I'm like, I'm glad just to be sitting around in my pajama britches and my fuzzy slippers, you know what I mean? So, yeah, but going out there and seeing it on the big screen like that, that's a blast. That's good times. And truth be told, it ain't got to be the Super Bowl for that to be a good time. I mean, anytime you catch a game in that fashion, it's always fun. So, but, yeah, congratulations on the win.
Yeah, I was very happy. They actually had the parade today. They actually had the parade today in Kansas City. And, of course, they let the kids out of school again so they could attend the parade with their parents. But I know there was over 500,000 people in attendance at that rally and that parade today, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw pictures on Facebook, and it was just, you could just see tons and tons of people, I mean, just everywhere. I mean,
yeah, I don't know if you saw the parade for the WNBA championship.
But no, I didn't
it was
get to see that, but
they're driving the buses, and there's nobody on the street. I mean, it's almost like, you know, the Emperor's New Clothes, that old song or that old story they used to tell you in grade school. I mean, these buses are cruising down the street, and all these WNBA players are sitting up on top of the buses, and they're waving to the crowd, and there's nobody there. Like, what are y'all waving at? This is why you don't get paid what LeBron gets paid, because you don't draw no asses. But, yeah, glad you had a good time. Waiting to see that picture that pulls up here. So, as we patiently wait.
I just posted it of the movie screen. Just posted it.
Wow, pretty good. So, let's kick it back east to the wonderful city of Indianapolis, where you now cannot drink the water, breathe the air, eat the dirt or anything else such, and hopefully the alpacas are doing fine with the new quality of living, thanks to our train system there in the area. I know that came off less than humorous and more dire than anything, but nevertheless, damn, brother, I tell you, and I say this in jest, but I mean every word of it, I hope you guys are safe. I hope none of you have started growing antlers or anything of the such. That is some scary, scary, scary stuff that's going there in Ohio. So, and you know it's scary because nobody's talking about it. So, how are you doing this season?
We are doing well. I don't think the air quality concerns have quite hit this area unless I'm just not keeping up as much as I should. But it's funny you mention that because the guy that I work sitting right next to at work, he was kind of telling me about it. In fact, and of course, I don't watch any news at all. I don't really care to hear a lot of it, so I just kind of live in ignorance. But anyway, he told me, I think it was yesterday, and he was like, man, have you heard about that, you know, that train accident, you know, and that chemical spill and all that crap? And I was like, no, and he was telling me about it. And so I looked it up, and, you know, sure enough, but that was his point, is nobody's talking about it. He was like, of course you haven't heard about it. And, you know, that was the first. And then finally, of course, tonight I did see something finally on the nightly news. Well, of course, you know, it's become a big enough story that, like you said, I haven't heard anything yet about the air quality around here, although I do know that it's probably the radius or diameter, if you will, is probably growing. Who knows? Because they are talking about thousands of dead fish I did read that, although if there's any concern, they're not really admitting it, but I know that the Evansville Water Treatment Facility is at least investigating or monitoring, if you will, because they get their water from the Ohio River. So Evansville being southern Indiana, about 3.5 maybe hours away from here, about an hour south from when I first went to school have been since. So, but for now, we're all right. Now, if I start having conversations with the alpacas in English, then I'm going to get a little bit concerned, or as you said, if we start growing antlers. So, you know, who knows, we'll make up the next, what's that, I'm trying to think of the movie that's got the people from the hills of West Virginia.
Wrong Turn, or The Hills Have Eyes, something like that,
Right, something like that. So hopefully we don't get to that point. But other than that, we're doing great. Kind of an odd, my little meteorology report here. We had an oddball day today. I think we almost hit 70 if we didn't actually hit it. It was real windy, but it was a very nice day and very odd for February. I was cooped up in an office, and I have no idea. I think the cold front might come through tomorrow, but we enjoyed that today.
Yeah, it's pretty much the pretty much the same thing here today. It was a decent day. I almost a little humid feeling, truth be told. Otherwise, you know, pretty decent day. Everything's supposed to go to hell Friday weather-wise, but which ain't going to do me no good because the backyard, you sink right up to your ass cheeks when you walk out in the backyard. It's going to take a while for it to dry out. If we keep getting a half inch of rain every other day, it's not going to do us any good. But, yeah, man, I hope everything goes well over there because there's so many, and the imagination can just – I mean, the water that flows there in that whole river system ends up depositing in the Gulf via New Orleans. And, you know, over time, that monkey business is going to travel. You know, you've got the rain that, you know, gets in the clouds and it carries through the moisture of the clouds and all that kind of jazz. And, man, oh, man, oh, man, that is scary stuff. And, like I said, what's scarier is the fact that everybody's kind of doing the whole, nothing to see here. And if it wasn't for social media, this is where social media is actually doing what it's supposed to do. The people there, the rank-and-file folks, you know, the Daves and the Grannies and the Tims and Dr. Johns of the area are on social media going, hey, mainstream, y'all run your suck about everything else. Why aren't you talking about this? This is heavy. And they put the peer pressure on them, and now they're finally starting to talk about it, you know, not much, and they're dancing around it. And that's the part that kind of gives me the creeps, the fact that nobody's really addressing it. So, we shall see. Just thoughts going your way, man. Hope everything comes out all right.
Yeah, so we're gonna... you should have a little funny just before I kick it on completely over. You should have seen it was kind of funny that the nightly news had the mayor, I think it was the governor of Ohio, because he's the one who okayed these controlled burns that they thought was going to help everything. And I swear dude looks me up there talking, you know, and he just looked like the biggest. You could tell he felt like a doofus. And I swear it was like watching a character in a Mel Brooks film. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I could do nothing but laugh. And I'm like, man, your popularity just went way down the tubes, dude. Because he's the one who okayed all these, which could be part of the reason why they're being so hushy about it, is because sounds like another, you know, government just kind of, they didn't hit the mark on that one. So, who knows? But anyway, that's all for me.
Yeah, and in the end, whether you're red or blue or in between, you are all politicians, and you are all covering each other's ass in the long run. So, yeah, it's definitely something to ponder. And the long-term effects, only Christ knows, dude. And being a guy who asked around and watched that Chernobyl thing probably about 3 or 4 months ago, that didn't do me any good either. When this kind of stuff happens, I'm like, yeah. And, of course, we're right here in Lejeune where you couldn't drink the water back in 88. And, you know, now every time you turn on the news, if you or a family member washed down a bear aspirin with a glass of water from Camp Lejeune, you may be entitled to compensation. You know, it's scary when you, if you're out there and you're part of MS-13 and you end up dying or something of that effect, comes with the territory. But when all you're trying to do is make a damn pitcher of Kool-Aid for your kids and the Oogie Boogies are in the water, that's just, man, oh, man, oh, man. I just, ugh, yeah. Hard to think about, man. All right, so we're going to kick it to the south where they're not totally out of the woods. Dr. John has rented out a jet ski over the last week and has been patiently zipping out to the depths of the Atlantic to retrieve the Chinese air balloon, weather balloon, spy balloon, wouldn't you like the ride of my beautiful balloon, that was shot down by our fantastic military not far from his place. I still think they were spying. Dr. John, I hope you weren't looking at porn when they flew over your place, buddy.
How was that? I had just walked out of Office Depot, and I took a picture. And there were, two.
Porn?
Do what?
He said, I hope you weren't watching porn. And I said, do they even make Bigfoot porn? Because I figured that's what you'd be watching.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. It's body hair porn. That's always entertaining stuff. Don't know where it starts, don't know where it ends. But Dr. John, how are you doing this evening, young man?
I'm doing really well. Actually, that's a lie. I ran around all day trying to get everybody to do their life insurance applications. It was a bit frustrating, but I'm just done, and I'm sitting here having a drink and enjoying talking to you guys and getting ready to talk about Chinese balloons and skullduggery. You know about skullduggery, yeah, right?
Yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Dr. John called me this afternoon and gave me the idea for this week's topic, which was good because I have talked myself into the point where my eyes, nose, and ears were all bleeding profusely from my carrying on about Roger Goodell and the sketchiness in the NFL. So we won't depart from the sketchiness, but we will kick it over to another group of sketchy, unscrupulous, dishonest, and just plain assed up bunch of individuals. We're talking about our good friends over the Pacific that wear a lot of red and have bad air quality and invented COVID and make bad laminate and shoes that don't hold up. Yes, we're talking about our friends over there in China, as Trump would say. All kinds of stuff going down with our friends over there. Of course, unless you've been under a rock, you heard that there was a balloon that somehow made it across the entire coast-to-coast continental United States without our leadership addressing it, which I will not get too deep into because I can go all night with that. Regardless, since then, several other objects have been floating about, and we'll address that. And also we'll address the fact that our friends over there, not only the Chinese, but our other friends in Russia and Iran, and think about all the countries that are currently on our shit list, oddly enough, have been buying or trying to buy property here in the United States. So we'll kind of break down the sketchiness on that and long-term implications and many other shenanigans that are coming from that side of the world. So right off the bat, and by the way, my lovely wife, Dale, will be joining us this evening. She's out here enjoying a cigar with me tonight. So in the event you want to add anything about the stuff in China. All you got to do is speak up, all right?
Okay.
Okay. She's good. In her Wonder Woman shirt and the cigar, playing not Candy Crush. Damn, she's not playing Candy Crush. The world is ending. Nevertheless, right off the bat with the Chinese thing, start with that balloon, right? And the odd stuff that's been getting shot down since. Now, as I was speaking to Dr. John earlier, my concern is with this is that we so underreacted, if that's a term, to the balloon, which was pretty obvious. I mean, there was no doubt. Everybody saw that thing. But yet it took us a week to get that thing handled. And it flew over. You know, a lot of people mistake the Midwest, you know, Dakotas, Missouri, Iowa, Wyoming area as being pretty desolate, nothing there. There is a ton of important military stuff there. And oddly enough, where did that balloon ease over? Didn't ease over Hollywood and take pictures of the Kardashians. It eased over those areas there. And then, of course, meandered its way through the Ohio Valley, and then instead of cruising through New York City like King Kong would, it took a hard right and conspicuously flew over places like Quantico and the Carolinas, where there's an awful lot of military business going on here in the United States also. As per the other stuff that's being shot down, I know a lot of people are saying these are UFOs or this, they're that, or this. First off, my fear is that we're overreacting now. For those of you who watch South Park, you remember Ned and who's it?
They're headed right for us.
That's it. That's it. He's coming right for us. And, you know, no matter whether it's a bunny or not Sasquatch, what Scuzzlebutt, they fill it full of lead. Concern is that we're getting to a point where we're getting too hair trigger on this stuff, and it's going to end up making things worse instead of better. Now, I will go on and say, first off, where I have my doubts about the UFO thing is, and this has been my question about UFOs the whole time, is if you ask me, it's all how you ask me. If you ask me if there's life on other planets, I will tell you yes, because of the law of averages. There is just so much stuff out there in space that it's just the law of averages. And what is life? Life can be a plant. It can be a bacteria. It can be an amoeba. It can be a dinosaur. It could be you or me. Or it could be something that we don't even know about, but it's still life. Maybe it breathes hydrogen, doesn't breathe oxygen like we do. Maybe it breathes, the stuff they're burning in Ohio, for all I know. But my question is, when it comes down to the UFO thing, is that why is it always here in the United States? How in the hell do these aliens know to fly in the United States? Why aren't they having these things buzzing over Madagascar and Turkmenistan and Luxembourg and all those other countries used to get wrong in geography class because they were too damn small and insignificant to remember? No offense to all the Luxembourg listeners out there. You know, that's why I don't think they're UFOs, because this just seems to be a United States thing. I mean, we're not hearing about the Italians shooting anything down or the Greeks or the damn Norwegians or anything like that. So I would be more apt to lean towards the Putin Xi friendship and them pulling shenanigans that they do to keep the free countries of the world addled one way or another. So with all that, I want to kick it over to you guys. What say you? How do you feel about this stuff? What do you think about these objects? What do you think they are? Who do you think they came from? Anybody?
So I'll tell you one thing that was not on the news tonight, although it was on one of their rivals' websites, was something Kim pointed out to me, and it ended up it wasn't supposedly not as big of a deal as what it might seem if you just see the title. But apparently there were some fighter jets, U.S. fighter jets, that escorted some Russian planes out of airspace that's not ours. It's still international waters, but apparently it's on, and I can't remember the term they use for it, but it's in kind of that next layer, if you will. So if we have protected, you know, national airspace, and then there's a spot that's international but yet very close to us, that's the area where these jets were at, and they were, I believe, escorted away, or at least the American fighter jets made their presence known. So, however, you know, they've been saying that, well, that's actually kind of common. It happens, you know, a lot. So it's not necessarily, and they don't think it's, of course, this is just what the article says, but apparently they don't think that's tied to it or anything. But it does raise questions. You know, what's kind of really going on? What is the bigger picture? But then again, I totally agree. I think people have already begun to blow this out of proportion, and, you know, rumors are going to fly. It doesn't matter what the government does. If they don't say enough, well, then that means people are going to freak out because they're being hush-hush. If they start giving you some info, it's going to give enough for people to just take it and then run with it however they will. So, you know, it is kind of it's one of those things that it actually, and I was telling a couple people I work with this, it makes you realize that if there is some serious shit going on, or if something's going down, it kind of makes sense for the government not to really say a whole lot about it, because it just sparks this mass chaos. And, you know, think of it this way. It makes you wonder how much crap went on in, say, 70s, 80s, and early 90s that no one knew about, because you didn't have social media and you didn't have phones with cameras and you didn't have people capturing this crap right in their backyards and putting it on the internet. You know, I mean, you can't help but to realize that a lot of the reason why they have to address this is because public already gets made aware of it just because of their own devices. That's kind of my thought anyway. The one thing
go ahead, Tim, you got it.
I'm sorry, one more thing, and then I'll pass it around. But I thought it was kind of changing on the same subject, but kind of just a different, you know, subtopic, if you will. I found it really dumb. So I'm in the line of work. I work, I guess, just the overall term is cybersecurity, okay, for the Marine Corps. But I'm not like one of those techie guys sitting there like in the movies at my computer like, oh, my gosh, you know, playing Missile Command. Here comes another incoming, you know, and whatever that kind of crap. I'm not doing that. I'm more in like the I'm more in like the compliance level work. So, you know, we have to deal with all the different controls and all the security. Make sure we're basically like, I'm the officer who makes sure everything is in jiving. You know what I mean? All of our processes are in place. But one thing that we don't do, and I mean it's an absolute no-no, and it's considered sensitive info, is release your vulnerabilities. If you have some controls that are lacking and you got to tighten them up, that's fine. But you don't let everybody know about it. But today they were talking on the news and they're interviewing the defense secretary, and he's admitting that they've been flying these balloons not the objects, going back to kind of the Chinese balloon. They are on the impression that these have been going over America for quite some time, but the radars weren't tuned into them. So they've had to make some adjustments, and I'm thinking, is this really crap you want to let out there, that we have to make adjustments on our radars so that we can pick up these balloons now? So even though they claim they've made some changes, I still feel like there's some vulnerabilities there that, so, you know, it, I guess that ties to another piece of information that they're giving out that I just don't think they should. So I'm curious everybody else's thoughts, though. Yeah.
Well, before I kick it around to Granny and Dr. John, I want to add, I wanted to get one more scoop of dirt out of that hole you're digging. First off, good point about the radar thing. If you're going to lie or make a white lie, don't make it look like we're inept. Don't make it look like we're stooging up over here if you got to lie or you got to just put on a false front, make it a little more impressive that it's not, hey, you know, we got Moe, Larry, and Curly operating our damn NORAD. That's one thing.
Well,
the other thing
we do.
Well, yeah. But real quick, and then Dr. John, I want you to pick up on this, if you would, is the way the government handled COVID, okay, the lies, the misconceptions, the misdirections, the baloney, where it was okay if you want to riot and burn down and live in the streets of Seattle to prove your hate for Trump, you won't catch COVID if you're sleeping in the streets. But for us hardworking folks in the private sector, you know, retail and banking and this kind of good stuff like we all do down here, we had to walk around in hazmat suits and miss funerals and couldn't have birthday parties, couldn't hug our moms on our birthdays. There was so much baloney that came out of the whole COVID thing. Okay, there's a lot of Americans out there, including myself, that don't believe a damn word you say until the thing walks right up here and pisses down the side of my leg. I don't believe you. And it's something that you, and when I say you, I mean the U.S. government and the world, you have created this. You have devalued your word, and you have been a bunch of sketchy asses for the last damn 10 years or more. And, I mean, because we speak sketchiness, hell, we can even go all the way back to Iraq. You know, when, you know, we're talking weapons of mass destruction. Did Saddam have weapons of mass destruction? He damn sure enough did. But we gave the man 2 months before we went over there. That's plenty of time to scuttle the ship and get that stuff out of there. Not to mention the fact, it doesn't help the fact that Halliburton was one of the biggest damn financiers of the whole conflict out there. And you know who's a big shareholder in Halliburton?
Remind us, Dave, who was one of the largest shareholders in Halliburton?
Dick Cheney, our vice president at the time. So, again, we're looking at sketchiness, and to prove that I'm not one-sided about it, he is a Republican. He is red, and he was during a red administration. And so, you know, it's hard for me as John Q. Public to believe what's coming out of the government right now, because they can't. They were just on the news this morning talking about how articulate, well-spoken, and well-damn-mannered Joe Biden is. And I'm going, that guy was in the damn State of the Union address going, I mean, even the damn sign language chick in the corner was all screwed up, man. She was like, what the hell is he saying? You know, so it's hard for me to digest after all the bullshit we had that we were fed during COVID. And now you expect me to believe you with this kind of monkey business? So anyhow, Dr. John, let me kick it your way. What's your thought?
Thoughts about what? I got so many thoughts about what you said. First of all, I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, I just ignore it. You have to almost ignore what the government says, because if they say it, it's wrong. It's a lie. It just is. I believe Donald Trump was a little better than what we got now. And I don't care what anybody says. I think he was. But and then the Senate wants to talk about checking out the UFOs. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. We got them. All they have to do is ask me where I've seen them. And I can give them more UFO research than that than they want to look through. We live in a total period of lies and disinformation.
There you go.
And that's all we live in. And you know, I'm sorry. I mean, there's no point in reading newspapers. There's no point in looking at CNN or Fox News. It's all a bunch of lies.
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I do a lot better looking at financial markets than I do the news. I'm sorry.
But, you know,
did I burst?
No, where do you draw the line? And it's scary because when something really does legitimately go wrong, the American public ain't going. It's the crying wolf thing. And it's really, really scary because if I'm China, not Putin, because Putin, on the other hand, the thing about the Russian army that a lot of people don't understand is that the Russian army don't want to be there. There's probably only 10% of the Russian army that's really hardcore. The other 90% are conscripted guys that just don't want to be there. So when it comes down to the URAW fighting force like we have here in the United States where they, you know, drink the blood of their enemies, you know, Russia isn't so in that same league, no matter what their manpower is. But China, on the other hand, if I was Xi, I would be tearing this country up so bad. And when I say tearing it up, I'm not talking Red Dawn where you're dropping parachutes in high school, playgrounds. I'm talking cyber stuff. I'm talking dirty bomb stuff. I'm talking infrastructure stuff, all that crap. And, it's funny is they could actually beat us in a war and not one shot gets fired. Because we're so damn busy fighting one another in the United States right now, pissing and moaning about who should piss in the bathroom and whether men should be changing in the girls' locker room. We're so damn busy carrying on about that we're not ready for the damn Peruvian army, if there's such a thing. Hell, Swiss army, they make a nice knife. We don't want them invading the United States right now because we got our heads so far up our ass right now.
It's just so funny that you say that, Dave. I mean, Xi doesn't have to do anything but just sit and watch us and Russia implode.
Right.
That's all he has to do, and that's all he does.
And we can do it economically. We can do it damn socially. Not a drop of blood has to be spilled for it to happen.
No.
So,
now, Dave, I got to interrupt you because you told me something this afternoon that was absolutely unbelievable. And you told me that there's some lawmaker that says he wants it fixed so that people from that are not United States citizens can vote in our elections. Do you know who that is?
No, I looked it up. And I could not get, and I'm not surprised because Google's real good about that kind of stuff, how they'll make it impossible for you to pull up searches on things. But, yeah, there is a small movement in the Democratic Party, and they want non-U.S. citizens. And the problem is when they say non-U.S. citizens, who they're thinking of are the folks from Mexico coming across, and what they're trying to do is buy votes. Hey, I'll let you in this country, you don't have to take the citizenship exam, but just remember to vote for me come November. That's all they're doing. The problem is that it opens up such a can of worms globally. And do you honestly want the Iranians voting for our president? You want to talk about a gaggle, because they're never going to vote for anybody that's going to run the country. If the North Koreans can vote in the United States elections, let's just become North Korea, because that is exactly what's going to happen. Cut through the bullshit, do away with the elections, put a damn leader in place, and just like they did in Vietnam, they took everybody's possessions, clothes, they took their homes, they took their jewelry, they took their cars, and they put them into one great big pot, and they mailed it off to the leadership. In the meantime, the citizenry of Vietnam were given the same clothes, and the same hat, and the same food, and they were put out into the fields or into the battlefront or building or whatever, and they were told that everybody is the same. Everybody is equal. In the meantime, you don't own anything. The government owns everything. You don't have anything. There's no longer inheritance. There's no longer, hey, I'm a homeowner. There's no longer alpacas roaming Tim's yard. There's no more Granny Hulksters because, hey,
so.
Granny Hulksters standing out from the crowd. No, Granny Hulkster is a regular wrestling fan, according to that, right? Everybody gets the same outfit. Granny Hulkster is no longer wearing a Granny Hulkster shirt. And that's down to this stuff. And that's why when you invite people to from other countries to vote, and again, let me ask you guys this. I'll throw it in. Then Granny Hulkster, I want you to kick in. Do you think the and I'll go ahead and throw the Swiss under the bus. Let's go with Luxembourg again, since I've been hammering on those guys this tonight. In the event you don't know where Luxembourg is, anybody know where Luxembourg is? Geography quiz, guys. Anybody knows where Luxembourg is at?
It's kind of between France and Italy on the coast, on the Mediterranean coast.
Giggity damn, Dr. John to the rescue. All right, so I'm not the only guy on the planet that knows where
And by the way, Dave, I have just checked this up. Pew Research has said that two Vermont cities have joined the short but growing list of jurisdictions that allow non-residents who are not U.S. citizens to vote in local elections. I mean, no, they do. Last week, Vermont legislature overrode vetoes by Governor Phil Scott, greenlighting voter-approved changes in city charters of Montpelier and Winooski. These cities now allow all residents over the age of 21 to vote in city elections, regardless of citizenship status. Non-citizen voting in federal election remains illegal nationwide. And so there you go. I mean, get rid of Vermont. I mean, just send them to Canada. I'm serious. Send them to Canada.
Well, you know, with all that, if you're going to do that, okay, it'd be the same thing as me telling Granny Hulkster, you're going to paint your house this color, and you are going to cook this for dinner, right? I ain't in charge of Granny Hulkster's house. Granny Hulkster's in charge of her house, right? But by letting outside entities judge your leadership, all of a sudden my input affects Granny Hulkster's house. So Granny, you're going to paint your house this, you're going to mow your yard on this day, you're going to wear this, you're going to eat that, and this is what you're going to do. Why? Because I voted you into your house. I mean, it's crazy. So Granny, get me off my soapbox. Talk to me about all these funny things going on.
You know, it's kind of funny. We're talking about the coronavirus, you know. Well, I've got a couple of friends. They're not big Chiefs fans, okay, you know. And I actually pulled up something that my one friend said. He says, just remember, the last time the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, the world shut down. Something else goes completely insane. Y'all know who I'm blaming, LOL. And let me pull up his post. It says, too late, brother. First time they did it, the coronavirus, now another one pops up. And he posted this little thing that says, news break, no virus is spreading in the U.S. Here's how to avoid catching the stomach bug that hand sanitizer won't protect you from. Okay, you know, I'm like, you know, I am a diehard Chiefs fan. I will support them win or lose. Yes, I'm disappointed when they don't win, but I'm not like some of these people that are these bandwagon fans that like talks trash about them when they lose or, you know, whatever.
Like the Dallas fans.
But this coronavirus.
The Cowboys fans are now Chiefs fans.
I mean, but this coronavirus crap, I mean, this was going on. I mean, people just didn't know about it that much. I mean,
right.
You know, but it was going on before the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, you know. I mean, and if truth was known, the common cold 3 years ago, before coronavirus hit, was probably coronavirus. If, you know, unless you, like you were talking about, the government, you know, was like trying to hide all of this from the United States. I mean, that's why I don't watch the news, because the news, first of all, it's depressing.
Yes.
I mean, it gets old because you keep hearing the same old stuff, and it's depressing. I don't watch the news. I, you know, now, if there is a story that I've heard about that I want to hear a little bit more about, yes, I might watch it. But for the 95% of the time, I will not watch the news. I'll watch the weather. I might watch the sports. But as far as just watching the news in general, I just don't do it because it's depressing.
Well, none of it's okay. News now. It's all propaganda. You know, nobody's telling, you know, and I've spoken on it on here before where I've talked about Frank Reynolds and Walter Cronkite and those guys. They would, you knew Walter Cronkite was more of a liberal. And, of course, in today's standard, he was a hyper-conservative. But back then, he was deemed as a liberal. But he would report the news, and then for the last 30 seconds, he'd pop off and give his opinion, and then the lights would dim, and the news was over with. Was there a certain amount of censorship, and here's what we're going to tell the public, here's not what we're going to tell the public back then? Yes, there was. But it wasn't one of these things where you were broadcasting the news and saying that somebody was wrong. You were broadcasting the news is what it was, and then you took the last 30 seconds to give whoever is your political enemy the finger, and then you signed off. But now, I don't care, you know, CNN, PMSNBC, Fox is the – it's funny they call it Fox because it's like the fox in the hen house. They right now are the – what do they call that, wolves in sheep clothing right now? But, you know, nobody tells the news now. Everybody gives it an opinion. And I don't want an opinion. I want the damn news so I can form my own goddamn opinion.
Okay, just for example, my two friends were commenting here. My one friend that made this statement about, well, you know, the world shut down when the Chiefs won the last Super Bowl. All these unidentified flying objects popping up on the news. Next on the list is probably aliens, LOL. And then my friend says all these undiscovered creatures popping up as of late is because of the Chiefs winning football games, discoveries of ancient monster-like creatures and whatnot. And then he also went to say, if we could also argue that since we've been winning, LOL, since they've been winning, LOL, weather can't make up its mind, movie sequels than originals, movie-wise inflation, chickens getting sick, and gas prices going up. And then he also went to say, if the Chiefs were a pro wrestler, he posted a picture of Austin Theory.
Granny, I want to say something here. It is a fact that correlation is not causation. Just because two things happen at the same time does not mean that one caused the other. And that is stupidity. That is stupidity from the highest level, from a guy that got his doctorate at NC State. Anybody that says that is considered a fool. And I'm serious. That is
well, I know that, and you know, and but like I said, the one guy that made the statement that he did, I mean, I know why he is not a Chiefs fan, because he used to work as a bouncer, so he would see a lot of the Chiefs players, you know, come in or whatever, you know, from time to time, you know, and I know he's not a Chiefs fan, and that's okay. I mean, he doesn't have to like my Kansas City Chiefs, and neither does my friend up in New York that I went to WrestleMania with. You know, I mean, everybody has their own opinion. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Everybody has their own opinion about whatever they want to talk about, but That's why I don't watch the news, because it's depressing. It lies. It's not true. I mean, it's like somebody even had posted something on Facebook the other day that supposedly Patrick Mahomes had tested positive for a PED drug, and that's why he was able to play in the second half without his ankle hurting, which it wasn't a true statement, but it was just somebody throwing something out there that supposedly somebody had said on their Twitter account and blah, 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 you know, and I'm like, whatever, you know. If it wasn't for me needing to keep up with my wrestling friends like I do, I probably wouldn't even have Facebook, because I get so tired of all the drama sometimes that people talk about, you know, when they get on social media.
I mean, at least ways on Facebook, you can say happy birthday to people. Twitter, I got a Twitter account when I first wrote my books, because at the time, Twitter back in 2014-15 was like the up-and-coming get-it-out-there social media. It is so freaking toxic that I don't even read it. I mean,
I don't even have a Twitter account. I don't want a Twitter account. I don't want one. I just, you know, it's just, it gets so old.
I just wish Patrick Mahomes would do something about his mustache. If he truly can't grow it out to be that great than what a 12-year-old can grow, then shave it off. Dude, if you can't grow it out, shave it off. But that 12-year-old, I'm going through puberty, look at the evidence, has got to go. That's my only problem.
You know, I tease my brother because you guys seen my beard. I've got what I like to call, we were talking about last week on the show, Tim, where I said I like to call it the G.I. Joe beard. Because it's like got the everything connects, and it looks like the old 60s, 70s G.I. Joe guys, where it has the nice form of the beard. Well, my brother, on the other hand, he can't grow one totally in. So I always dog him, and I tell him he has an Apache beard. And it's like a patch here and a patch here and a patch here.
In the same way too. I can't, like, I try to trim it up, but if I trim it up a certain way, then it really looks like garbage and I have to just shave it completely off. I try to do like the fake goatee, but it's still so, like, if you were to really focus on it and pay attention, you'd be like, dude, you can't even really grow that thing evenly, can you? Because I can't. If it starts to grow out, it's so patchy, it looks like it's, I don't know, it's a mess. But I at least try to trim it up or keep it, you know, full enough. Whatever, like, it's one or the other with that, too. And Kim will say, dude, either grow it out or shave it completely off. I try to keep it somewhat neat, you know, but, yeah, man, I'm
I know
the
there
way.
For a while, my husband was letting his beard grow, and it was getting pretty long and straggly looking, you know. I mean, he was beginning to look like kind of like one of the Duck Dynasty guys, you know, not quite as long, but it was getting that way. And I was teasing him one night. I said, when you go to sleep, I'm just going to take some scissors and go snip, 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 snip,
yeah.
You know? And he says, oh no, you're not. And I said, well, what? He said, well, then I'll be cutting your hair. And I said, well, you don't know how to cut my hair. He says, then you leave my beard alone. Well, lately he has been doing better about keeping it a lot shorter, where it's not looking like, you know, so scraggly and like an old mountain man type, you know, beard, you know. But, I mean, I like his beard. I don't care if he has one or not. But there for a while, it was getting pretty long and pretty full. And I said, dude, you need to trim that up or something, you know what I mean?
That's me. If I don't do something with mine, I've tried to grow mine out, but if I don't keep mine, I look like the guy who's hitting you up for your change when you're pumping gas. And I'm one of these guys that just tries to be presentable everywhere he goes. And, you know, it's just, especially when your beard starts going gray. Gray hairs have a mind of their own. They don't lay flat. They just do whatever the hell they want. So, I could do the Gandalf, but for me, I'd just as soon keep it close cropped. Pull a little bit easier to keep up with. Now, Tim, we're getting tight on time, so I want to address some of Dr. John's topic earlier, and I'm going to throw you under the bus. So here's China, Russia, Iran, and several other countries out there that we are not buddies with at the moment are trying to buy United States real estate. And when I say real estate, it can be developed real estate. It can be homes. It could be just acres of untouched land. But they are trying to come to this country, buy property. So here's what we'll do with you, Tim. So since you've got the sprawling acres where the alpacas roam, all right, let's say, hypothetically, that I buy an acre of your property, okay? And I don't do anything with it, okay? So it's my property now, and I don't cut it. So what do you have to do to keep the high grass and whatnot affecting your lifestyle? Worse yet, you come home from work one day, and I got a bunch of guys building stuff. And you come over and you go, Dave, what are you doing with this acre that you bought on my property? I say, well, first off, Tim, it's not your property anymore because I bought it, my acre, and I'm putting a Dollar General up right here. And now you have a Dollar General sitting in your front yard, and you can't do a damn thing about it because I bought the acre, right? So, you know, when it comes down to the Chinese and the Russians, the Iranians and all those cats coming over here and trying to buy property, what's your thoughts on that?
That's interesting. I didn't even really know about that. I'm kind of like Granny or whoever else was saying they don't really watch the news much. So I don't know where that's popped up. What kind of acreage here are we talking? Like,
just what are we talking about?
The
potential of them buying thousands of acres.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
there's nothing to keep them from doing this, and some people are in the agricultural industry are becoming afraid that they'll just come over here and dump a bunch of money and buy a bunch of our farmland, and we won't be able to use it.
I would think I'd be very curious to know. America can't be that dumb. Surely there'd have to be some kind of a deal to where they're taxing the hell.
No, there's not. Tim, America. There is nothing like that. There is nothing like that. It's just you can come over and buy it and get it.
So
they better put a law in there because, you know, I don't want Russia to own 40,000 acres in Kansas.
Say it's even four.
Doesn't matter. If they buy it, it's theirs.
Well, let's
yeah,
just say
true,
they come over here and they buy it and they poison the soil. You know, there are certain things a privacy fence won't hold back.
There's
and
a
if
million
you go in there. Yeah. There's all
yeah,
kinds
there's
of shit.
In the different angles that I could go with that. But I guess the thing that sticks right out the most is not only and maybe somebody already hit on it, but you're taking away from land that we would develop and or grow. And I think that I draw that idea first, just because of I remember taking environmental science and the amount of resources that we are using up we're basically, and I don't, the term for it escapes me now, but it's, we're basically using up resources quicker than we can replenish them. And
it
is kind of a global crisis. I'm not like a big freak about it. I don't recycle. I should. You know, I don't go to extremes about it, but I do recognize there are some concerns, and I don't have the answers, and I don't know what they are. But it seems like when we're talking about deep things like deforestation, you know, just take a look around. Our cities are growing out. I'm pretty sure you could go anywhere that is populated with major cities and suburbs, and they're just growing and growing and growing. My area here, this microcosm, if you will, of what I'm dealing with is happening everywhere. It's all over America. So eventually we're going to run out of land. We're going to run out of areas to farm and do our own agriculture or whatever. So that's just one of the reasons. Let's just say we're all friends and we're all on good terms, which we know is a crock. But even at that point, you know, hey, buddy, this is my land, and I know that I may not need all of it right now, but I'm gonna, because our nation's numbers are just growing and growing, and our resources are going down, down, down. And we're going to need that land to do something with. So, yeah, I'm opposed to it.
Yeah,
and that's just we were on friendly terms. That's my angle there. Then when it comes into play, and this I can tell you, just based off of who I work for and what's been released to us, is between us and China and Russia, none of us, we all play like we're friends to an extent, but it's based off of that keep your friends close and your enemies closer. The fact is all three of us try to spy on each other. It's not a secret.
Yep.
I mean, it kind of is, but not a very well-kept one. And there are no good guys or bad guys. I don't give a shit what you say. We do it just as much as everybody else. So, you know, that alone right there could point you in another million directions and subpoints of why that's a bad idea.
The real pitch of it is that if you were to go and speak to the Russian citizenry, all right, let's say we go to Russia and we speak to the guys that are selling life insurance like Dr. John is, or we're speaking to IT guys in security like, you know, you are, Tim, you'll find that the only thing that's different is the language. We're all just trying to feed our families and live a happy life. It's the governments that are getting everything. Now, do you have to be secure? Yes. And that's why I have no problem with money being spent on defense, because as long as money's being spent on defense, I know all the other shit can fall into place. Because without having the United States, we don't have endangered species. We don't have food stamps. We don't have transgender rights. We don't have abortion. We don't have that shit, because it is that Constitution, it is the United States law that gives us what we have as we speak. So if we're not defending that, ask France, ask Poland. Man, let me take Poland. Poland's a better example. They don't know whether to sugar blind that country. Those poor folks, I mean, they've been overrun by the Nazis, by the damn communists. They were ran, you know, Czechs. What was it back? You had the Crusades and all that jazz. You had the Romans and the Christians and all that jazz. And then you had the, what was it? The Saladin, help me out, somebody. Persians. You know, you had all those different cultures going up through that country. Those folks, there's no steady... I mean, as a matter of fact, it's funny you mention it, is Gorbachev. Speak about Mikhail Gorbachev over here in the United States. Everybody thinks he's fantastic. Everybody talks about what a wonderful man he was, perestroika, tear down that wall, and how all that was fantastic. And it was. But if you go over there in Russia, they hate him. Because what it did is that it weakened the Russian bear. And countries like Moldova and Ukraine and Georgia and all those countries right there that were part of Russia when I was in school are now their own countries. So for a guy my age, okay, you look at the Russian map now, and where when I was in school, Moscow was in the center of Russia. All right. Now, if you look at the map, Moscow is on the west border, the western border of Russia. So a lot of those folks in Russia are looking at the map going, well, shit, we're not Russia anymore. and they hate Gorbachev for what he did, whereas the rest of the world is applauding the guy. You know, and that goes back to this whole thing in Ukraine and everything we've spoke of before, which a footnote to that, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the Ukraine thing, and I was wanting to know where our $91 billion had gone. First off, it is up to $193 billion now. I got that number day before yesterday. And Zelensky has actually shook down his inner circle, his cabinet, if you will. They were living it up. That money we were spending sending over, his people, the hierarchy, the leadership, were living it the hell up. They were eating good. They were spending good. They were living good. In the meantime, the Dr. Johns, the Tims, the Granny Hulksters, and the Daves of Ukraine are getting their asses kicked. And in the meantime, over here in the United States, there's a lot of hungry people that could use that $193 billion that are shot of luck. And it went into the pockets of the Ukrainian leadership. And, shit, that's a whole different show. But nevertheless, you know, again, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. But the thing
that is correct,
Chinese, Greg. You can't let other countries, I don't want to use the term invade because it's not even invading, but in a way it is invading. You know, when you use the term invade, it doesn't have to be, again, Red Dawn. It can, well, yeah, I'll give you an example here, my neighborhood. I remember 25 years ago or 20 years ago when we bought this house, we were the youngest couple on the block, you know, and my daughter was going through her little hellion stage, and we were kind of the scourges of the neighborhood because, you know, Lisa had some unscrupulous young men here at the house and friends that were young ladies that were not up to standard and everything else, and you know, it's what happens when you're raising teenagers. She's doing fantastic now, doing much better, but back then, yeah, hell, we were having our issues with her. Now, you know, 20 years later, here I am in my 50s, and the house across the street just sold, and a young Marine has moved in there who's got three vehicles that, you remember when we used to put the playing cards on your spokes on your bike to make that noise? Well, he applies the same thing to his cars. So when I'm letting my dogs out in the morning and he's driving to work, it spooks the hell out of my dogs because he's got cars out there. You know, he's got the music playing the whole damn nine yards. And you know what? He owns the house. I can't do shit about it. I can stand out there and give him ugly looks. I could be on his door and ask him to be a little more considerate. Doesn't make a damn. He owns the place. And it would be the exact same thing here if we let people that we don't get along with buy property. And it's academic. I just don't understand where people confuse it. You know, we've all had that neighbor whose dog shit in our yard or, you know, don't cut their grass. You know, it's the same thing. I don't care what you're saying. So, but yeah, it's scary times, sketchy times. If you go back and you look through American history, you know, when I get down, I look at the late 70s, and I remember when I was a kid, a lot of the stuff that I am talking about now, I remember my folks discussing when I was an 8, 9, 10-year-old kid. I just didn't know what the hell they were talking about. But now I see. And it's because of our weak leadership. And was Trump the perfect president? Nah. You guys have heard me, you know, drop my 2 cents on that gentleman and everything. But if there was one thing about Trump that was good, is that he had everybody on the planet it's kind of like when you're a parent. Do you have to beat your kids every night? Nah. But if you beat your kid's ass one time, more often than not, kids know that you're willing to do it. And I don't know about any of y'all. I ain't never got off on beating any of my kids. And when I say beating, I guess that's a bad term to use, but, you know, spanking or whatever. Disciplining my children was never fun. I never got off on it. It broke my freaking heart. Every time I had to ground my kids, every time I had to damn bust their chops on their grades or whatever, it broke my freaking heart. I didn't want to do it. But they flew straight because they knew I would. And right now with the current leadership we have, the guy can't even form a goddamn sentence.
Oh,
and
really?
And now's the time to strike. Strike while the iron's hot, as they say, right?
That's right.
But the Chinese, though, I think one of the kind of put a punctuation on tonight's show, I think one of the biggest reasons why the Chinese have not, they're doing more saber rattling than they are anything else. The reason why I think the Chinese are not going full blast into our affairs, or maybe perhaps trying to, you know, stir up something, it's because they're not doing real good. It's just they have a better way. Instead of their press talking shit about their country, their press talks about how wonderful everything is in China when it really isn't. And it's kind of like Berlin in 45 when the Russians and the damn allies started closing in. The people in damn Germany were going, huh? Nah, we're kicking ass. What are they doing here? It's because they've been told the whole damn time that Germany was winning a war when Germany was actually getting its ass kicked. So when the foreign powers were closing in, they were like, what are they doing here? And unfortunately for China, I think they're in a bigger world of shit economically, socially, politically, everything than what we, the common rank and file American people, understand. And it's because their media doesn't shit all over the country as the American media does. So, now, real quick, like, Dr. John, will throw something at you real quick. We were talking earlier about the planes. I think Tim was the one who brought it up, about the planes flying within the three, what is it, a 3 mile off the coast is after 3 miles international waters, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's 12 miles, and they caught them at six.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
So back in 1988, in June, if I have my times wrong, but there was actually a Russian nuclear submarine that was stranded out here off the coast of Camp Lejeune. Okay, and the documents recently become declassified over the last couple of years, and I've read loosely about it, so don't take everything I'm saying for fact because I haven't done enough research on it. But in June of 1988, I was walking across the stage and getting my tassel turned. And unbeknownst to me, 20 miles away, there was a goddamn nuclear submarine moored off the coast. Now, granted, it was in international waters, but it was damn sure close enough to make me nervous. And I didn't even know about it. I didn't know about it until I was a damn grandfather. So, again, you know, this stuff goes on all the time. But for some reason now it's being done too. They're not trying to hide it the way they used to, and that's the part that concerns me. And the only thing I can think of is that they're trying to rattle the American spirit while we have weak leadership.
Sure they are. But it's actually not really working because most people don't care anymore. They don't seem to care.
No. No. But, you know, the good thing is if you look across the map, a lot of American cities, they've got kind of a different opinion because they don't – I don't want to say that you don't get out much. Take, for instance, like electric cars. If you're a person that's dependent or not – dependent's a bad word. If you are a user of public transit, if you live in an apartment where you don't have to mow your yard, okay – you don't really give a shit about people mowing their yards with electric lawnmowers. And I don't know if y'all ever tried to mow a yard with an electric lawnmower. It doesn't work. I mean, the things are freaking awful, man. So if you live in an apartment, you really don't have a dog in that fight. So you're just going to kind of fall in with whatever leadership that supports your, you know, so when they talk about electric cars, if you get on the bus to go to work every damn day, you don't even own a car. So what shit does it make to you if they're going for electric cars? You know, here in Onslow County, there's no charging stations. If I wanted one, I couldn't buy one. So, you know, the folks in the cities and everything, they got kind of a different view on things. And a lot of times I feel that if they got a little further out, that they would understand what's at stake. But the cities are kind of like little microcosms in themselves. And, you know, the United States has been spoiled. The United States is a very hard place to invade. You know, our borders, our neighbors, Canada and Mexico, are somewhat dependent on us. I don't want to say they're totally dependent on us, but I would dare say that Mexico and Canada sleep a little better at night knowing that the United States next to them is what I'm getting at. To invade the United States, you have to cross an ocean. That's a lot of work. A lot of resources. So if I'm a foreign leader, I'm not thinking about doing it with subs and battleships and jets. I'm thinking about doing it with religion, with economics, with social standards, kind of gnawing it from the inside out, if you will. So you got to wonder about this shit. You know, it's just, I don't know, if you've ever played Risk, if you've ever played chess, it's all the damn same thing, but this is real life, you know? Anywho, with that, we've probably got about 7 minutes before we got to sign off, so let's kick it around the room real quick, like, and we'll do our sign-offs and cue in that salty British lady in the show this evening. So, Granny Hulkster, how about leading us off with some parting shots, young lady?
Well, I just hope that everybody has a great rest of the week, and we just need to keep our very good friends Todd and Papa Stro and Velvet all in our thoughts and prayers each and every day. You know, we miss them when they're not on the show with us. And I know Velvet, you know, had posted some stuff on our page before the show started, and so prayers up to you, Velvet, and we're thinking of you, my friend, and just hurry back soon because we miss you guys. And I just, like I said, I just love you guys, and I was glad that I was able to be on this week. Sorry I missed the last couple of weeks. Things have been kind of crazy again, but it is what it is, you know, and life goes on. So
totally understood, and it's great to have you back. Absolutely. And yeah, you were totally right. It was good to hear from Velvet. And, you know, we had Todd last week, which was fantastic. We had a great show. So, yeah, knowing those guys are hanging in there and doing well does our hearts good. And so we reciprocate by sending up my good thoughts heading their way. So, but yeah, Granny Hulkster, congratulations again. Definitely appreciate you joining us this evening.
Thank you.
So, Tim, I'm going to swat it in your direction. What kind of parting shots do you have this evening?
Boy, we talked about a lot of good stuff tonight. Awesome show. I don't have much to part with other than, I don't know, just reiterate what Todd would say. Stay safe out there. A lot of stuff going on. Be sure to avoid all the kooky rumors and news and social media crap that infects us. And everyone just stay positive. Have an awesome week. I think for me, we're in for a sharp turn of some cold weather. So back to winter.
I think
we
are too. I think we are too.
So we just have a few weeks left, and then we're at spring. So trying to stay positive. And have a great week, all.
Outstanding. Appreciate you joining us very much. And like I said, stay safe up your way. Definitely keeping in our thoughts and prayers and everything with the situation in your immediate area, man. So nothing but the best going your way, brother. Dr. John, got a parting shot to you guys, sir.
Well, I'm looking at the 10-day forecast, and it's going to start getting cold here in Myrtle Beach. Oh, no. But other than that, it's great to be here with everybody. And the Chinese stuff is scary, but I don't know what we can do about it. Can't do anything. As long as we have the current administration, they just want to let it, if they have a balloon, they obviously want to let it fly over the United States and collect all the data they can. And then all that disinformation on Fox News about how, well, they stopped it from doing, they don't know that. They don't know if they stopped it from broadcasting or not. They don't. They cannot possibly know that. So, you know, it's just like it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, it really doesn't until we at least have an election and maybe get, you know, at least different Democrats, if not some Republicans in there. I mean, we need somebody that's going to take care of the country. That's what we need. And I'm sorry, I sound like a broken record. But then, as Tim said, you know, be careful about what you listen to. You know, I'm the chief Bigfoot conspiracist here, and we love Bigfoot, too. We've got the Georgia Bigfoot Conference coming up April 1st in Dillard, Georgia. So that's what we got. And everybody love it. Be careful. Be careful about the conspiracies that you believe. How's that, Tim?
Good to go.
Yes. Dr. John, I should appreciate you joining us this evening. Great topic tonight. Great show tonight, too. I tell you what, we've been on a roll here lately, man. I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, appreciate you joining us and the input and everything. And real quick, like for me, as always, you know, if you need something to read, if you left your smartphone somewhere and you're in the bathroom, it's always good to have a copy of the Hunger series, Rotting Frontier, Revelations, or Ripper, sitting on the back of your toilet for good reading. Look it up. Dave Atwell wrote it. I know him quite well. He's a pretty decent guy, despite his foul language, cigar smoking, and alcohol intake. Nevertheless, the one little thing I will throw out there to everybody real quick, like, and to kind of put the icing on tonight's topic cake, if you will, is look at one of the things that I started doing probably in my late 30s, early 40s, that I wish I'd have done when I was in my 20s, is I started looking at the big picture. I started looking at how the decision I make today bites me in the ass tomorrow. And I know it's real easy to get emotionally wrapped up in what you believe in. But again, you guys have heard me say it. There are business decisions and emotional decisions. And you have got to look at the big picture like something for it to help you. There's a lot of things we don't like doing. We don't like going to the doctor. We don't like going to the dentist. We don't like going to work. But you know what it does? It makes things better for us. So when you vote and when you operate and when you post on social media and that kind of nifty stuff, just remember that your heart is one thing, but your mind is another. And use your head. when you're making decisions. Use your head when you're saying things. And I can guarantee you things will improve. But as long as you're operating off of a raw emotion, that's all you're going to get. Snap decisions, impulsive actions, and you're not going to win. So, and then, of course, as Todd would say and Tim had said earlier, is everybody take care of one another. Big hugs.
Oh, Dave, you have replaced Todd. I'm just teasing. He's
big
irreplaceable.
Hug. All right, guys, it looks like the internet has jumped off a track. I've got 3 minutes. I'm going to see if I can get it to click in. If it does not, I am going to do the manual shut off here so we're not overrunning, seeing we're actually like professional podcasters now instead of a bunch of hacks.
And Dave, I will say this. Everybody listen to Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero, right there on ScaryCast.
Yes. So stay right where you're at. Yeah, it looks
Clyde
like my
Lewis.
Internet does not want to cooperate. So here's what I'll do is I will be the quasi. Oh, wait a minute. It's coming around. We'll give it just a second here and see if it's going to behave. If not, I will do the British lady. I won't do the British lady. I will imitate the British. I can get my. I don't want to do the British lady. She might hurt me. Ah, there we go. All right. We're back connected. Thank you, Spectrum, you and your shitty internet service. Nevertheless, we appreciate everybody joining us here at Pop Culture Stars. Hope everybody has a safe week. Thanks again for joining us. Stay tuned for what John said, and we will talk to you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Talk to y'all in a bit.
And it's a bat and a bat. Bye, everybody.
All right. British
Thank
lady.
You for-
Where we is, especially. Here I am.